from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Ben Maller. He joins us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Show, this is Ben Maller here on Fesco of the Morning.
Yeah, brought to you by The Landing in Liberty. And Ben, I'll tell you what, with Patrick Mahomes doing everything that he's doing, how much is that scaring the bejesus out of the rest of the National Football League?
Well, I can only speak for myself. While the highlight was electrifying, right? Poetry in motion. It's camp. We're not talking about a game. We're talking about camp, right? So anytime I see somebody who looks awesome and fantastic in training camp, I always take it with a grain of salt, because I've been around a few years. I need validation. I need validation that this happens in the regular season. And then all of a sudden, so I guess I'm raining on your parade, Bob. Then I will revisit this. But yeah, the highlight was great. It was wonderful. I saw it. I had some of your listeners who happen to be my listeners on 610 Sports who sent me the link, and I watched it and all that. It was great. And you just anticipate this guy's going to be like Tyreek Hill 2.0 and all that. But I got to see it. Seeing is believing in the real games, and we can revisit this. But, yeah, he demonstrated the ability that the reason he was drafted in the first round. So, great, but I need verification.
I was talking to a friend of mine in Denver last night. He goes, how do the Chiefs look? And I'm like, well, what kind of question is that on day three of training camp, right? I said, you know, they look like they're going to be 17-0. And he says, I'll take you up on that bet. I go, yeah, but what you don't realize is Patrick Mahomes said last season left a bad taste in their mouth, okay? This is a team that won the Super Bowl that has a bad taste in their mouth coming off of last season. I think when Patrick Mahomes says stuff like that, he's obviously creating that narrative to give his team that extra oomph to go for the three-peat. But I still think Patrick Mahomes is one of those guys who makes his mind up. He's going to go out there and he's going to dominate this year. I feel like they want to put on a 42-0 show every week.
Yeah, so the way I interpreted that, and I have a decoder ring, Bob, that I got when I was a kid, so I have a decoder ring. So the way I interpreted that one is that they do want to win by a wider margin, because even though they won last year, it was a rocky road, right? There were some bumps in the road and all that stuff. So they're not going to go 17-0. But yeah, they think now, Mahomes thinks with the talent they added, that they can get back to going full throttle and not having to pull games out in the fourth quarter and, you know, losing some games they shouldn't lose and all that stuff. So if they just do that, you know, they can go 15, win 15 games, which would be an amazing season if you win 15 games. So yeah. But these guys also every year, like they've got to come up with a new way to manipulate things, because every year is different. And so you have to look at that also through that prism.
Ben, is the three-peat, is that the story of the NFL, or is that just bias from the Midwest? Because I was thinking this morning driving into work, like, what are the main NFL stories this year? And I try to, like, think, is there anything bigger than a team going for their third consecutive championship?
Well, for you, Dusty, it is uncomplicated, right? For you, it is very straightforward. It's the Chiefs. But, yeah, the Chiefs are on the big board. Well, you got, you know, what happens to the Jets with Aaron Rodgers? That'll be shoved down our throats again. That'll be one of the stories. And there's a bunch of new coaches in the NFL. Jim Harbaugh, for example, with the Chargers. Like, how's that going to play out? And as always, the Dallas Cowboys, who are always right there at the top of the drama-o-rama. And there's always a lot of shame around the Cowboys and all that. So anything involving the Cowboys is big. And then there's like other players. Is it the last year of Matthew Stafford with the Rams? He's going to keep playing. You know, will they change quarterbacks there? And there's some other quarterbacks that are looking like they could go somewhere else after this year. So there's a bunch of stories, whether you think it's important. Russell Wilson in Pittsburgh, how's he going to do as a reclamation project? The good thing about the NFL is it's like a vending machine that just doesn't run out of product. There's always something there. You don't even put a quarter in. It just spits something out.
You mentioned the Jets too, Ben, and I know, you know, everybody watches the four-letter network, and it's Jets, 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 and that's just because I think they're all Jet fans on there, and they want their team to do well. What is it about the Jets that people are looking at and saying, that's a team that I can pick to go to the Super Bowl? Because we've even seen people pick them to beat the Chiefs in the championship game and go to the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah, so A, I do buy your theory that a lot of the producers are Jets fans, and I did a little gig in the New York area years ago, and all the producers, I did a straw poll. They were all either Jets fans, you know, like Jets, Mets fans, or Giants fans, Giants and Yankees fans. And everyone, you know, which makes sense because they were from that area. But the argument for the Jets is that Aaron Rodgers is the best of the bunch, and that their defense is good enough. As long as Aaron Rodgers plays like he did back in Green Bay, they, you know, can roll up their sleeves there and they can win. And Buffalo's not as good as they were. And the Dolphins, who knows? You don't really trust Tua Tagovailoa. And so the Patriots stink. And so there's an opportunity there for the Jets. Now, that's being very optimistic, because normally what happens by midseason, as you know, Bob, from where you grew up, the Jets are waist deep in mud by midseason, right? They're gasping for breath by midseason. So until, much like we talked about the first, you know, thing we talked about with the Chiefs, until I actually see it, I'm going to continue to think there's a foul odor around the Jets.
Have you ever hated somebody or not liked somebody, Ben, to where you just, like, didn't say their name?
Yeah.
I'm sure you know where this is going.
Yeah, no, I know where you're going. Dusty, I like to say their name, and like I hate the Astros, because they cheat. I'm a Dodger fan, and they cheat in the World Series. So I've spent the last, what are we up to, 7 years now? Okay. Actually, it's not that long, because it came out in like 2019. The story came out in 2019.
Well, they were probably doing it for many years before.
Yeah, I've been ripping Altuve, I call him, and all that. So I go the opposite direction, rather than Jamar Chase, who just like chose not to say the guy's name, but.
Well, we need that. We need Jamar Chase to be that guy. Like, he wants to be that guy, and then he gets the opportunity, and he's just like, I'm good. It's like, no, man, keep being you. Why are you running away from you?
Yeah, no, I love it, and I'd sign up right now. If you told me the Bengals and the Chiefs would play in the AFC Championship game, I'd be all for that. I'm down with that. I think that would be great. That would be just wonderful, because those are the top two quarterbacks in the NFL, although I think Joe Burrow probably needs a new barber, but you know, that's his deal. Whatever, it's his hair. I don't really have hair anymore, so I don't have that issue. But yeah, I thought it was fun, and this is really like the last rodeo for the Bengals too, right? Because of, you know, the roster, and they're going to get rid of some guys this year. So yeah, I'm all for it. I think it would be wonderful.
Ben Maller, you mentioned Joe Burrow needing a new barber. He comes out with that Eminem, you know, hairstyle, and everybody's so quick to run to X to try to get the first Eminem reference in. But I still look at Joe Burrow. He's the only other quarterback in this league that scares the living hell out of me. Like, I'm not scared by Josh Allen. I love Lamar. He doesn't scare me. CJ Stroud, in his second year, I'm a big fan, but he doesn't scare me quite yet. I feel like Joe Burrow, even with that new hairdo, is still the only quarterback that me as a Chiefs fan fears. Where do you fall on that one?
No, I'm right there. I mean, Mahomes is right at the very top, and then behind him, you know, several lengths back is Joe Burrow, and then you look at the horse race, and behind that there's a pack of a bunch of guys who have ended up usually getting obliterated. Like Lamar Jackson, you'd say, is in the regular season Lamar Jackson is absolutely beating down people, but then when the playoffs come around, it's no longer a symphony. You know, all the instruments are out of tune and all that stuff by the time we get to the postseason. And, you know, Josh Allen's got his issues, as you said, Tua. And there's a lot of guys that are all around the same level. But Burrow is head and shoulders ahead of those guys. And then Mahomes is head and shoulders above them. So I'm right there. It's not good talk radio, but I agree with you.
If you had to take a guess right now on who has the most cringeworthy press conference or quotes the rest of the year, I'll give you Jim Harbaugh and I'll give you Russell Wilson.
I'm going Russ, man. Russ is like, he tries too hard. Like, Harbaugh's a hardo too, but Russ, we're guaranteed to get at least a couple of shows and parts of shows because Russ will do something ridiculous. Unless the only thing that could save him is if the cone of protection is around Russell Wilson. Because in Denver, he didn't play well, and they let all the dirty laundry out to hang. My favorite Russ story last year, I think it was last year, when he was high-stepping down the plane on an intercontinental flight, and that came out. And then it was just absolutely great. And the Mr. Unlimited thing that he did on X or Twitter years ago, wonderful. So those guys are great. And I'm all for it. I'm all for the news conference.
All right, Ben, before we let you go, Olympics are ready to get started. I feel like I'm a wet blanket on this one, because when the USA basketball team doesn't cover the spread and all the talking heads on the networks feign anger over the fact that they didn't cover the 15.5-point spread, I have to say there's a lot more international stars in basketball today. So what should be the expectation for those losing their minds that the version of the dream team is not winning by 17 points per game?
Well, I'm going to push back on that, because to me, the gambling market is a pretty good indicator, because they're never wrong about these point spreads. So that's telling you Team USA is not living up to expectations, right? That there are problems with Team USA, that they're in most of these games, they're not even close to covering the spread. So there are some internal issues there. There are better players around the world, but no, I'm going to wrap myself in the flag, Bob. I'm wrapping myself in the flag right now. We're the USA. Basketball, this is the birthplace of basketball. You're supposed to dominate, and you've got LeBron, Steph Curry, Joel Embiid, all these guys on the team. There's no excuse to having to go down to the final seconds against countries you have to look up on the map to find out where they are, right? So I'm there. To me, what I'm looking forward to, though, in the Olympics is those people swimming in the poopy water.
Yes.
That's what I want to see. I want to see how they look the day after they swim in the water there in France, where all the poop goes out when they have rainstorms there. So good luck on that.
Ben, we appreciate the time. Enjoy the opening ceremonies, and we will talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, fellas.
Later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.